Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With Snooki and Joey.
I look up the show. If you're watching this on YouTube, I look like I'm in a confessional.
You do. I look like I just got out of prison, so that's that.
Is someone at your door?
People are getting my pool done. So I have a ton of people coming in and out, trying to get my backyard done, landscaping, all this shit. It's like chaos at my house. So, you know, hopefully my backyard will be done in time for spooky season.
Oh my God. I want to hide. I want to have ghosties in the pool.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, ladies. Everyone, poor messy mama.
Welcome to the show.
I'm eating an applesauce, organic applesauce from Kirkland. It's only 45 calories.
I used to eat those.
My snack of the week, we're starting off strong. I found these at work today. It's only 45 calories and it is gluten free. It's organic applesauce from Kirkland. My new snack of the
week. I used to eat those in high school.
So satisfying. I do have to say.
Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. I am so excited. Because I'm making this like a yearly thing.
Oh, good.
Is it called yearly? Like an annual.
Annual,
yeah. It's going to be an annual festivity, bitch. I am having all my girlfriends over this weekend at my shore house, and it's going to be a girls' weekend. So basically just, you know, everyone come that day, and then we'll hang out all that day. And then at night, we're going to do hibachi. And then, you know, you go home the next day. It's fine. But, I mean, one day and night. To like be with my girlfriends and like have fun, drink, not worry about the kids or Rocky, I love you. But you know, just like
Rocky's not going to be there.
Enjoying, relaxing. Like I can't freaking wait.
Rocky's not coming.
No, Rocky's not coming. I don't. I literally don't want to take care of anyone. Like I don't want to take care of any person with a soul. I just want to enjoy myself and relax have a good time. So Joey's coming.
I'm coming.
And all my besties from high school. Gina's coming from the Snooki shop. So it's going to be like a nice girls weekend. So get ready for the stories, bitches.
Is Gianni going to stay for the weekend or he's going home on Saturday?
Gianni's not going to be there.
I thought he was on the boat.
He's contemplating if he's going to do it or not because he has to golf. So
well,
I don't know
how to drive it.
So if everyone comes early, then we can go. But like, can you come early?
Yeah.
Why don't you come to my house and we'll drive together?
I can even do that. Because I have to get home somehow. I was going to rent a car. That's the thing.
No. You can just come back with me and then you can get an Uber from my house.
You're coming back Sunday morning? Sunday
afternoon? Well, yeah, but not like 7 a.m.
No, it's Sunday you're coming home.
Yeah, Sunday.
Oh, good. Then I'll save on money for the car. So I think
So what I decided is we're going to do our charcuterie board party, if you guys watched last night's episode, we did a charcuterie girl party. So everyone brought their own board. So like I made, you know, the regular like cheese and meats and everything. Dina brought in a pizza board. So it was like all pizzas, mozzarella sticks, like so delicious. Jenny brought a tequila board. So she brought like tacos with tequila shots. And then I feel like Sam did dessert or something. It's like a nice dessert board, but I got my idea from that because I thought it was amazing. It was that charcuterie board party was not great because we were all fighting with each other. It wasn't great, but this charcuterie board party is going to be amazing. And what are you going to make?
Okay, that's what I'm confused about. Now let's go through the thing, and everyone's going to bring it for ready. So we're going to eat this like when we're swimming and stuff. This is when we're eating that.
Well, yeah, because I felt like I didn't want to like go crazy with the food because I'm only there for one day and I already cleaned up the house. So I'm like, everyone bring in their own board. We'll nibble on that all day. If I have to like order, you know, pizza or whatever, I will. And then we're going to have a huge hibachi party at night.
Yeah, let's just we're not going
to
be eating.
So we don't have to go crazy. I'm not trying to make this house dirty. I already cleaned it.
So are you going to turn the oven on at all? Or no, can things be warmed up?
What, the charcuterie board?
No, not charcuterie, but say someone brings something that needs to be warmed up. We can warm it up, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have an oven, bitch.
I know. It's a fancy oven. Everyone else is like, what did bring so far? I got to see what's not, what people don't have already.
Can you write in the group chat and say, what is everyone bringing for their board?
I'm going to write
so
it.
So I would like everyone to do one. Not everybody has to do one, but I'm going to do the regular cheese and meats, like my go-to with the grapes and the plums and everything. I'm doing that. So I'll do just like the snack board of the cheese and meats and crackers.
All right. I'm going to text the group now. Here it is right here. Hold on.
And don't bring caviar, bitch. Because you're a Hamptons girl now. I don't want caviar. I want yummy, fat food.
Roll call. What board is everybody bringing? ?
So we're going to do that. And then at night, I got this for my sister-in-law. They're called Tabachi to You on Instagram. And basically, like, a ton of people do it now. But you get hibachi brought to your backyard. So you don't have to go to, like, you know, Benihana's. So we got to set up the table at night, and the guy comes. He brings a ton of sake, so we really can't drink a lot during the day, because when this happened, I was drinking all day. And then at night, before they came, I had 2 glasses of wine. And then with the sake, I blacked out. I didn't know what was happening. I woke up, and I'm like, oh, where am I? So he's going to bring a lot of sake, bitch.
Jenny just texts back. Do you want to read what she wrote?
Yeah.
I said, roll call. What board is everybody bringing? Jenny was.
Oh, yeah. Jenny doesn't like that stuff. I already told her she doesn't have to bring a board.
She's going to bring tequila instead.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I decided during the day, we're going to drink Messy Mama. I bought like 10 bottles each. So I have 10 bottles of Rowdy Rosé and Raunchy Bread. So we're good with wine and everything. And then I really want to drink the Cutwater. Because I'm obsessed. I'm going to get a ton.
Hashtag Cutwater. Maybe they can be a new sponsor over here.
No, you're going to like what you see. It's really good. So I'm going to do that and then, you know, get some high noons and everything. But I feel like we're all set. We're going to have a blast. It's going to be the best.
The group chat's already going down. Kirsten's side texting.
Oh, shit.
Kirsten's side texting.
Stop.
She goes, who's the 516 number? So I'm excited for this as well. I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Yeah, okay.
I'm only kidding. I'm at work right now. There's been people screaming all over work today. I've been going through it today. So today's the first day that they came to see my apartment. Because I had to quit my apartment. And so I'm working with a realtor now.
Amanda, yeah, who is that girl?
And did Amanda Baum. Oh my God, she's major. She's a New York City realtor, a high profile one. She worked,
how'd you get her?
She emailed me. She's a crusader. And she emailed me.
I knew it.
She said, oh my God, I would love to represent you. And, you know, we'll work out the whole thing. And she goes, I work with a lot of reality stars and celebrities. So
does she know you don't want to pay her?
Oh yeah, she knows. She's doing it for promotions. But then also she's working every place you go to. She's wheeling and dealing with these businesses. And they want to do influencer scams with me. They want me to live there and just promote for like the building and like say things for like thousands of dollars off the house. And she's wheeling and dealing with these people. She is like a bulldog.
Oh, so you're going to get a discount on your rent, bitch.
She's like a bulldog in heels. She goes in there and she's.
Ooh, see, that's why I told you, you need somebody. You can't do this by yourself.
I know. I'm so happy.
And even though you don't want to pay her, you should really get her something.
No, I'm going to do nice things. But she's wheeling and dealing. Like she goes in there. She goes, no, we're not paying that. She's like a pushy Jewish mom. And she's like going in there saying, she's like, no, we're not doing this. She goes, I'm gonna get it down. I'll get the price down. I'm gonna have them throw in the new floors. I'll have them do this. And she's like working it out. So we've been going.
Oh, she's a boss bitch. I love
very
it.
Very good. She's from the Corcoran group. You know, Shark Tank Barber.
Can she get me an apartment in the city?
Yes, she would love to. She's a bulldog. I'll give you her number. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
To look at the place. About the first time the person had to come to my house today to look at it.
Did you clean it?
Oh God, the ladies were there. Yeah, it looks beautiful. So they went
and did you put your penis away and your vagina?
I did. I made sure that everything was gone.
So okay, good.
I watched him through the camera. He walked in and I was like, hello. I was like, feel free to go in.
No, you didn't.
Over the rain cam. He goes, thank you, Joey. So now they want to
Rocky!
I didn't know they had to watch your apartment. Let's see when they want to come to my house. You're going to die. To show this. We'll begin showing your apartment to prospective tenants tomorrow. All showings are accompanied by an LC Lemley officer. Employee who can give you a call the following day to confirm that you have appointments. Okay, this is scheduled as follows. Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I got to be out of the house. Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. I won't be there. Monday, 5 to 6. Wednesday, 5 to 6. Thursday, 5 to 6. Friday, 5 to 6. What am I going to do? What am I going to do from 5 to 6 every day? Like, I can't be there because I'm a celebrity. And like, what if like...
Go to the gym. You've been going to Equinox. Go to the gym.
I guess so.
You can walk the treadmill for an hour.
That's a good idea.
Can I just complain to you about Rocky before I
I'd be
forget?
honored.
He fucking ran away yesterday for an hour. And I went on the golf cart and I was
Yeah.
driving up and down the road, screaming Rocky on the top of my lungs and hysterically crying. And Giovanna was like, "It's okay, Mom." And it was about to get dark. And I'm like, "No, if we don't find him before it gets dark, he's gonna get eaten by a coyote. He's gonna get run over
Yeah.
somewhere." I literally thought I lost like my baby. And we finally found him
Where was he?
and I spanked him. He was on Cherokee Lane. He
Nothing's
was all
gonna happen on
the
Cherokee Lane.
way over there. I was
Nothing.
like, "Fuck you, Cherokee Lane." So he was over there, and my neighbors found him. So I have to, like, I'm gonna bring the messy mama to be like, "Thank you." But I ended up buying him an AirTag. So I put an AirTag on his collar, and I'm like, "Gianni, you have to keep his fucking collar on because he always takes it off. Like, you have to leave it on because if he sees the door open, he's gonna go. So then I can follow him on the freaking GPS and know exactly where he's going."
Does name tag say your name and address on it, or say like at least your phone number?
Yeah, but if he doesn't wear his collar, it's not, he's naked. He has nothing on.
That's terrifying.
Yeah,
Because he
so he always has to wear it. I tell Gianni, he always takes it off because he's like, "Oh, it's heavy on him." I'm like, "You didn't even want the dog to begin with." And now he's like washing his paws. He's like wiping his mouth. I'm like, "Oh, you're obsessed with him." But yeah, he ran away. So
found him.
the cops came again. The cops came and said, "Here's your dog." I'm like, "Oh my God, these cops probably think I'm a freaking mess."
So they call. So the company called the cops that we found this dog.
My neighbors called the cops and said, "I have this dog. I'm not sure who it is." And then I guess she heard my kids screaming Rocky up and down the road. I
Yeah.
had all the kids in the block. I had all the kids on the little scooters and bikes screaming Rocky.
Hey,
It
wait.
was like a national emergency. I almost called HSN so they can put an alert out.
The Home Shopping Network?
Amber Alert.
That you're going home.
Oh my God. So I found it. Rocky, come here. Let's just show him. And
The way
everyone yell at him. He's a bad dog.
see him.
Rocky.
Stop.
Rocky. Rocky,
You run away.
look. Look,
That's
it's Joey. Look, it's Joey.
no, you can't run away. It's bad girl, bad boy. Were you being bad?
You're bad.
Weren't you scared, Brocky? He said, yeah. He said he was terrified.
Bad, Rocky. I love him so much.
And
So
what's
once I realized I'm never going to see him again, I realized how much I freaking love this dog.
how much? When is 40 plus 45?
Who?
45 plus 45.
60? Is
Yeah, 60 calories.
it?
Oh, I'm doing my fitness pal.
90.
Well, not.
90.
A 90-calorie snack's not bad. This was very good. I had chicken.
Yeah. I'm not good with math.
That's my bullshit. I'm gonna eat on
If
Saturday.
someone's like, "What's 24 plus 30?" I don't freaking know, freak.
Yeah, that's why we have
All right,
calculators.
continue. Oh,
I'm gonna behave this today and tomorrow, but Saturday all bets are off. I'm eating like a pig. I'm eating the rice at Hibachi. I'm eating whatever pizza we have. Oh, what
well,
did it?
yeah.
Let's read the group chat. What people are bringing. Here we go. Someone's.
So I. Oh my
Oh.
God, I want to talk about last week that you missed. Last weekend, I had the Renegades. It got rained out, but like we filmed it. It was so much fun. And then we slept at Kier's. Bitch, we went to Mansion. I
Game goes.
got money like this. So Mansion is like a strip club by my friend's house that I grew up at.
Also a steakhouse.
So we went to Mansion. Lovely place, but they got new owners. They wouldn't let you vape in there. He's like, "If you keep vaping, we're going to kick you out." And I'm like,
Do
"You
you
can't
last?
vape at a strip club?"
No, they did that to you last time, and I had to keep covering for you. And they kept yelling at
Oh, I
me.
kept going. And then I went into the couch. I went to the cushions.
Right, and I
So
was
I
like,
made it work. But we went to Mansion. And then we woke up and we were just like bullshitting in Kier's, my friend's kitchen. And I'm like, this is the next day, Saturday. And I told Gianni I'll be home so you can go golf. Guess what time I got home?
9 o'clock at night.
9 o'clock at night. And I'm like, "I'm so sorry."
Oh
But
my God.
like Steph stayed out too. And she has kids because it's my best friend Steph's birthday. So we ended up going to Brick's. And then we had drinks and whatever. So it's been a day. So I told myself I'm not going to drink until this girls' weekend. And I really, really wanted a glass of wine last night because my kids were testing me and I was just pissed and I was doing laundry. And I was like, "You know what? I just want a glass of wine." But I didn't. I was so proud of myself.
I'm gonna not drink till that day either.
How was the wedding?
Oh, the wedding was fine. It was a regular drinking. It's like, as the plates were cute, the food was fine. It was, you know, regular run of the mill, very nice wedding. But you know, I don't, unless I really know the people, I mean, I had fun with everyone, but it wasn't, it was, you know, it was fine. But I ended up coming back to the city and hanging out with my friends from The Bachelor, whiling out till 6 in the morning. So I was with Pilot Pete. I was with Jason Tatrick. I was with my friend Blake from Love Is, oh no, from The Bachelor. All my friends were on The Bachelor, so I was hanging out with them. And then got real turned up the other day. I was hanging out at Leah's house after I went apartment hunting. I was stressed out. I was stressing all day, so I had to blow some steam off. So I
were you stressed about apartment hunting or something else?
Something else. So I just started binge drinking. And I, you know, then I went home. And I was chain vaping on the couch till like two in the morning, texting everyone, talking to people, gossiping and stuff. So then I, you know, woke up hungover. And I'm still reeking the vengeance of the hangover. I slept all day yesterday, and then now I'm like today I'm still like.
Well, you know what? I swear to God, I had COVID last week because it was last Tuesday. I felt, you know, like when you feel really tired, but like you don't feel normal.
I'm down.
Yeah, but like I shouldn't have been run down. There's nothing to be run down about. I'm just doing like normal mom things. So I felt gross, and then I started to get diarrhea. So I was like, oh, that's weird, because I only get that if I binge drink, and I wasn't. So I'm like, weird. And then Wednesday, I slept all day. It was like weird. And then Thursday, I slept half the day, and then my head hurt. I just felt freaking weird. I felt off. And then I had to do Renegades, and I still felt like shit. But, you know, I was like, you know what? I got to perform. We're filming. I got to do this. So I was drinking Rowdy Rosé at Mommy's house. Me and Mommy drank 2 bottles. Then I was like, all right, I feel better. But then I started to feel like shit again. And I had the sweats. I had the chills, and I had the sweats Tuesday to Friday. So, bitch, I think I had COVID again.
Yeah, had it just last week. Got it.
It's going around again. Everyone's saying that they're dropping COVID from the planes into the air, because how does it all of a sudden come up again? I just don't understand it.
People start becoming,
they say it's the change in the weather. Bitch, it's still 95 degrees out. I don't get it.
New flavor COVID, though. It's a new and improved COVID, if you will. It's
well, now, you know what, I don't want it, because it made me feel depressed and sad and tired, and I didn't like it.
I think I have to go to the bathroom too. Yeah, it's going around again, but you know, I'm thankful for, I got an email. So we're working together. I got hired again.
Oh, for the reunion.
Yeah, so I'm doing you and Dina's hair and makeup.
God.
Email that we don't have to get COVID tested this time. So does that mean you're not going to have to wear those
fucking... Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
We still have to wear masks?
No, I don't think so. I think it's over. I'm not excited for the reunion. I don't know what's happening in this season. We don't see any episodes. Last reunion was a freaking shit show because we thought we were fine with Angelina, and then she attacked us. And I can't do that again. Like, I mentally can't do that. And then we're filming in AC the next day, and then Seaside. Oh. So we're filming the next 3 days after the reunion. I'm dead. I'm dead. I quit.
And just in case someone tries to bite me.
I can't.
So I'm doing, yeah. So I'm doing, like, I went and got an all new makeup today for you and Diener. You're going to love it. And I got a new blow dryer, a new hair accessory. Shark Ninja. You know the blow dryer, the Shark Ninja? It goes swoop, and it blows your hair into a circle.
Mm-hmm.
That from Shark Ninja. I got a
new I think I want curly hair, but I want it like big.
Oh, I got it. I got that special spray.
Yeah, like a bouncy, like curly hair.
A new matte eyeshadow palette. I got this new, I'm wearing it right now. It's a little shimmer for the lid. See it?
Drama.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Shimmer for the lid. I got that from Urban Decay. So I got all new, so I always like to get new things. Oh, I got Gucci lipstick for you.
Ooh.
I like to bring new things, especially for my queens, for my meatball queens.
Are you listening to the meatball pod?
I listen every week. I wouldn't miss it.
No, you don't.
Actually,
we were supposed to go to the studio this week. We were supposed to go to the studio this week, but I had stuff with Angela at school. We did our first Zoom yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. Now I'm like, okay, I don't think we have to go in every time. Wait, I want to talk about shows real quick. Okay. I have been binging the show for the last 4 days. It has like three seasons. The fourth season is coming out in November, like near my birthday. Bitch, if you have Apple TV, For All Mankind. It's called For All Mankind.
And that.
We're all over that for all mankind. So I didn't think that I was gonna love it, but like I needed a new show, and I'm watching Invasion, but it comes out like every week. So like I have to wait, and I'm annoyed. Like I need something to binge at night. Like that's my time when the kids go down and everything. Like that's my time to watch some shit and binge. So I found For All Mankind. And it's an astronaut movie about NASA, and they're going to the moon and they go to Mars. But there's so much going on in between that and the drama and everything. And the fact that I loved it just means it's an incredible freaking show, you guys. And I cried, I laughed, I was hysterically bawling. It's a fucking good show. And all the actors, all over that, the actors and actresses are beautiful. And can I do one spoiler that I was bawling my eyes out?
Is it in the first episode?
No, it's the last.
Oh, should I watch?
Yeah, I can't tell you.
Oh, I'll give you what. I'll close my ears. Hit it.
Are you gonna watch it?
I might if it's good.
I'm not gonna say it. But just like every storyline is beautiful, and then when people die, it's just like really upsetting, and oh, it's so beautiful. I think you would really like it.
Like Last of Us with astronaut flavored?
Yeah, kinda.
Because that's what I love. Once I watched that show, once I watched episode three, the gay version that of Last of Us, I was hooked, and I love that show
Yeah, but
now.
I want that whole show to be them. Like
Maybe.
that was the best episode by far.
Right.
So try For All Mankind. So good. And I binged four seasons in like 2 days. I ignored my husband. He was so annoyed at me. He's like, "You're not even looking at me." And I was like this, like the whole time. So yeah, For All Mankind, you bitches have to watch it. What are you watching?
Well, I haven't started watching it yet, but I'm so fucking excited. And this is a surprise to me. I haven't seen it advertised anywhere. I saw it on my friend Diago from Equinox. He was said put it on a story. My
Diago, I don't know any of your friends now. So annoying.
Diago, the manager of Equinox, he's been at our show. He gave me a lap dance on stage once with you.
Oh, that's his name, Diago?
Adam. Anyway, so my favorite show ever. I've been waiting for probably 3 years for it to come back. It's I think before the pandemic it was out. It's on Netflix. It's my favorite show ever, and it's coming back for season two this week. Guess what it's called? Nurse Ratched.
Bitch, I totally forgot what the fuck happened. This is what I hate about these shows. They take 2 years to make, and then you totally forget what happened.
That's how they get you. Let me see when it comes out. If it's
No,
coming
I forgot what happened. Rocky?
up, if it comes out today, I'm running and hanging up.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Nurse Ratched.
Oh. Nurse Ratched.
I love it. So it stars
Let's get
fucking
my hair.
what's her name?
Kurakumi?
What's her name? Nurse Ratched's name? So,
Yeah.
and Boyle.
Ball, Paul, Chris, are we finding out together?
I know who.
Sarah Paulson.
Paulson, yeah. Okay.
I said Paul. I
Ratched
did it.
2, season 2. When's it come out? Ratched season 2 date, release date, next second in 70s. Nurse Ratched, be back in the hit Netflix series. I think you need to know. Release date? Okay, then fucking tell me the date, bitch. I'm getting the tea, mamas.
The
It was in 20, so it debuted in 2020 with 48 million household watchers. It's coming out September. Oh, come on, you fucks.
My God.
Okay, hold on a second.
While he's looking it up, if you guys are in Beacon, New York, in the Hudson Valley, I'm closing the Snooki Shop. It's over and done with on Sunday at 4 p.m. So if you guys haven't been there and you're close to my store, make sure you go in because everything is 60% off because I am moving my Beacon location to Long Island, bitches, Huntington, New York. So hopefully I can get in there soon and start renovating and get it ready in time for November. So I'm gonna be a busy beaver, bitches, but I'm closing Beacon Sunday, 4 p.m., 60% off everything. So go there, and I love you, Beacon. Thanks for having me. Mwah.
That was very sweet. I can't find the way. Was this a joke? Was this an April Fool's joke?
Yeah, I don't think it's coming back right now.
Release date.
Shit, I have cameos.
do them right now. Some hot news. Good Morning America I was watching yesterday, and
Dancing. Oh, look at you watching the news.
Dancing with the Stars season 13 cast is old. And they are.
How do you feel about Jamie Lynn Spears, bitch?
Excited about Jamie Lynn. Supermodel Tyson Beckford with partner Jenna Johnson. Marvel star.
I swore he did that show before.
I think he hosted it, maybe.
Well, he's still so handsome.
At Marvel star, I can't pronounce that. Exoclatia Gomez, partner with Val. How I Met Your Mother star Allison Hannigan. Also stuck the flute in my pussy with our friend Sasha Marie Farber.
So excited for this one.
Remember her from American Pie?
Yeah, and Buffy. She's an iconic 90s actress. I'm so excited for him. So
we should definitely go. If we're in LA, we should definitely try to go meet her when she's dancing with Sasha.
When are we going
to
be in LA, bitch?
I don't know. Maybe we can go promote something. Social media and reality star Harry Jowsey with partner Riley Arnold. He's hot and he has a big dick. He's bisexual. A bisexual.
Yeah, he's from Too Hot to Handle. He's bisexual.
Had sex with Nikita Dragon.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know if he just likes trans girls, but he likes, he's open for anything, I think, and he's hot.
Okay.
Bachelorette Charity Lawson with partner Artem. I don't know who that is. Vanderpump Rules Ariana Maddox with partner Pat. Oh, so she's taking her 5 minutes and running with the bitch.
Totally.
Yeah, because you know, as we know, if you don't know, she got cheated by that
guy. She definitely made over like $2 million with this scandal.
Yeah. So you know, Ariana Maddox, her boyfriend cheated on her on Vanderpump Rules, and now she's going to be dancing with the star. Grammy winning Jason Mraz with partner Daniela.
He's a singer.
Jason Mraz. Yeah, he sounds like he probably sings like. Do, 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 do.
No, back in the day, he was like a really popular singer.
NFL star Adrian Peterson with partner Britt Stewart. Know who that is. Lily from Vine with Brandon Armstrong.
Love her.
Oh my God, Romy Michelle's working there.
I know.
Servino, how fun. If they
literally,
don't.
Literally, such a fun cast.
They don't do the dance from high school reunion when they go, time after time, when you're lost.
Yes.
They roll them. If they don't do that dance.
They're 100% doing that dance.
Has to. I get goosebumps. Look.
No, yeah. They're doing that.
Oh, exciting. Now I have to watch. Jamie Lynn, actress. It says actress Jamie Lynn Spears with Alan Burns. Okay. Jamie Lynn, mom.
Everyone's like, I'm not going to watch a show because Jamie Lynn's on it.
No, I'm going to watch Jamie Lynn's on it. I just don't know. I mean, when is the right time as a daughter or sister of Britney Spears to like come out? Britney's going to always be wilding out. She's always going to be shaking her ass with her titties out on a pole in the middle of the living room.
But it's not even that. They had a scandal together. Britney did this whole thing how her sister knew everything. She never tried to help her. She just let it all happen, let her get abused and all this stuff. That's why people don't like her.
Imagine Britney comes and sits front row.
Bitch, I would die.
They can't pay her enough to do that. Think she's going to do like a work bitch or something? You did that. She can't.
I did work bitch on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Who else is on there? Real estate mogul. You saw that?
I know.
What? Yeah. Thirsty fuck.
I feel like they always need to have like a housewife or something. So the fact that they have him, I'm excited to see him.
Kyle Richards' husband. A strange husband. They're not
interested. Mauricio.
Mauricio, partner, and she's dancing with Emma Slater. They're not divorced. They're just kind of separated. Wow. I'm excited. He's hot. I mean, he's probably going to be like very like sexy.
No, and he's very nice. I feel like we've met him a few times. I'm excited for him. This is good. And I feel like he's not going to be terrible. I feel like he's going to be like a classy dancer.
But Emma is the ex of our friend.
Yes.
Oh, do you think they're going to flirt?
No.
Good.
They're still married.
Comedian and actor Matt Walsh with Coco and the Brady Bunch star Mary Williams. Oh, fuck him. He threw me off Chopped.
Oh, yeah. We're not voting for him. Nobody vote for him.
How was that his old ass aunt going on? Is he like 75 years old?
They always have like an old person.
That's going to be me when I finally become a real star.
I know. When you finally make it, you're going to be 80 and on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, no, because before that, once my boyfriend leaves me because I'm constantly on my bullshit, I'm going to go on The Golden Bachelor.
He's definitely not going to leave you.
Oh, good. I want to break his leg so he can't leave.
Can we?
Yes, let's do it. Let's do something mischievous this weekend.
Well, I told Gianni because like I'm going over my will and stuff and like trying to get everything done to like update it and you know, just like God forbid something happens. And I told him, when I die, you can't go anywhere. Like you have to be alone. I told him I would make a sex doll of myself. So then he'd be like fine with doing that. And then I would leave him like a magazine of nudes. And I told him he can't be with anyone else, or I'm gonna come back and haunt his ass.
I'll make sure he instills it. I'll be on watch. So I'll be living in the house.
No, I want you to actually break his legs and then keep him here.
I'll be living in the left for me. So he's gonna be my garden boy.
No, yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Do all your kids get equal parts of the money? Or do I get the most?
No, you get the most. You basically get 90% of it.
Wait, Sissy is Gisele Bündchen just called. She said she's taking all her jobs.
Sissy's a model.
Oh, she's a published model.
Did you see I was sitting by one of the Pussycat dolls?
Yeah, don't show
Oh
wish.
my gosh, she was so nice.
I know.
I'm gonna text you what she said.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
But she was so nice and Sissy killed it. She was supposed to do it by handspring and they both bitched out. And I'm like, come on, that would have been amazing. But she ran that runway and she killed it, bitch. And can we talk about the VMAs? Because I couldn't go because we were filming for Jersey. And then by the time I got back and I didn't have anything to wear, it wasn't working. But NSYNC was fucking there. I ran into NSYNC and they just presented an award. They didn't perform, but they are releasing a new song together. It's been over 20 years, or it's been over 30 years. And they have a new song coming out on the new Troll soundtrack.
They haven't been on the VMA stage in over 20 years. When they were just kids, they won Best Pop Video for Bye Bye Bye. It was our first VMA, and it meant the
No,
world.
they were at the VMAs, I think like 10 years ago. They performed. And I was screaming.
I was there, I think. Oh, did you see the picture I sent you? The red carpet was wild. People
Yeah,
were
the
wearing.
red carpet was crazy, and everyone was twerking and showing their ass.
I can't believe the fashion. Everyone's wearing see-through is the thing in the moment right now. So if you're going out to an event, just wear pantyhose. Let's cut up some pantyhose and wear them as an outfit. Bianca Censori is all over Rome and Italy wearing her snurb out with pantyhose on. Everyone's just wearing pantyhose as costumes. And then if you see your snurb out, they just put a little piece of tape on it. That's the
I
fashion.
feel like that's the 90s.
Is everything's old to go, but how does that piece of tape stick to her snurb? Now I know that she doesn't have hair on her snurb, obviously, because I can see. But when she has
Well,
to go,
imagine pulling that shit off. That must hurt.
it's a pity. Does she have to like untape her snurb?
Oh, yeah.
She probably didn't pee. Maybe she put panties
She
on.
probably didn't pee at all. She made sure not to drink or eat.
But even though, even so, even if a girl's not
Even
sweaty.
so.
And has natural moisture that it secretes out. Just wouldn't that fuck up
Ew, moist.
the tape? Like if she got
But yeah,
wet?
she definitely probably got a yeast infection, for sure.
You gotta let that thing breathe.
I know, disgusting. So yeah, the VMAs was nice. NSYNC was there. That's all I care about. And I really hope they go on tour. I'm trying to petition for it because, bitch, I would die. My favorite boy band group of all time. I love Backstreet Boys. I love 98 Degrees. But bitch, NSYNC was like top tier for me. So if they ever went on tour, I'm dying.
I would go too, but I don't think that Chris Kirkpatrick can keep up. Who's the big one? Joey Fatone could keep up.
He's not big.
So this weekend's gonna be Litty, 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 Litty. Anything else I need to watch? Oh, I watched Truman. Have you watched a Truman show?
Yes.
I've never watched him in my life, and I only got to the part where he's just finding out people know about him, and he's freaking out, trying to run away from the
Oh
authorities.
yeah. I feel like it's my life sometimes.
Wait, doesn't this looks so much
Am I
like?
being recorded? Are you mic'd? Are you mic'd?
I might. This looks like a confessional.
Are you mic'd?
True story. No, I'm not. I'm not Mike. What else did I want to tell you? What's your what? I tell my what are you obsessed? What snack are you obsessed with this week? Before we let's do obsessions, then I'll close it out. What are you obsessed with this week? What snack have you been snacking on?
Snack? Oh, my Gigi crackers.
Again?
I've been doing the pizzas again because I'm really trying to like not feel full and like, you know, eating like a freaking cow. So I really, you know, with walking and everything, I just want to like get back to it. So yeah, Gigi crackers. And I do like a little sauce, a little cheese, and I have my little Gigi pizza treats.
Four of them? That's how you're supposed to have.
Yeah, four.
Four of them. So Gigi crackers, Gigi Scandinavian Fiber Crisp. You can get them on Amazon. Mine is Kirkland Apple.
Yeah.
I showed you this earlier, snacking on this.
And Angela loves that.
My other snack I'm like literally obsessed with. Have I ever had a cotton candy grape?
No.
They're delicious. Next time you see them at Whole Foods, they crossbreed two different grapes. They're non-GMO. There's just like two different grapes they mix together, like a white and a red. And it makes a grape that tastes like cotton candy. Cotton candy grapes. Also, there's a lemon hummus by Ithaca. I think it's called the company called Ithaca.
Ithaca?
You're going to have to try this hummus. It is like otherworldly. I think it's like spinach and artichoke. No, what is it? Hold on.
You put it on your charcuterie board for this weekend.
With everyone with this Ithaca hummus. I want to get this thing right so they can send it to me. Here it is, Ithaca. It's the lemon and dill hummus.
Lemon and dill.
And look at the picture. What the fuck is this? Google. It's this one. See?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Ithaca. They have all different flavors. Yeah, it's the best hummus I've ever had. Ithaca hummus, Ithaca. Lemon dill, I do that with cucumber slices, and I literally feel like I'm eating a spa. It is so refreshing and so yummy. My show is going to be The Truman Show. I've been watching it. And then household item. What have I been doing with the household item? Oh, Febreze. I just love Febreze. I love Febreze spray. I use it for everything. Wrinkle release. Febreze, the one for the sheets. Oh, Downy wrinkle release. Any of those wrinkle releases I use every day. Because I can't put an ironing board out. I don't have an ironing board. Anything like that. And then a beauty product. Oh, my favorite new foundation. I'm wearing it today. This is the Patrick Ta skin foundation. It comes with a powder and a finish. I'm going to use it on you.
Queen.
That. And then my Patrick
Ta. Oh, you know what I'm obsessed with?
Patrick Ta palette.
I got it on Amazon. And I'm sure you can get it like drugstores. It's the blush stick.
Who makes
it? It's on the go. On the go blush.
Pixie? Is it green?
Is it
green?
Yes.
Yep. It's from Pixie.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed with it. I've been like, I don't know why, but I've been into like, you know, just doing like a little foundation, whatever, blush and then mascara. And that's it. Like to look alive, feel alive. And I did the blush and I was like, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah. But Pixie blush sticks. I love a blush stick. Yeah, we heard it here first. And also I love Thrive Cosmetics mascara. That's my favorite mascara. Well, our time here is done. Unfortunately, the studio manager is letting me know that my time in this room is done, but I want to thank all of you for coming. If you want to see a good comedy show this fall, I'm going to be going on tour. So please buy tickets to my show. Go to my Linktree/Joey Camasta and buy tickets. Philly is sold out and Chicago's sold out. Sorry. Boston and Chicago are sold out. So I need to sell.
Are you famous?
Tampa, New Jersey. Nicole's going to be at the New Jersey show. She's going to be in the parking lot signing autographs.
Totally. With the Snooki Shock.
And Philly, we have to sell out still. So go to my link tree, buy tickets, and that'd be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Subi, you're booked on cameos now still?
Yeah, book us on Cameo. I just did a ton of cameos. And remember, my Beacon location is closing this Sunday, 4 p.m. So make sure you guys go and check it out. 60% off the whole store. And then Seaside, I'm only open Thursday to Sunday now because it's the fall season, bitches. And Madison's still open and working on Long Island, Huntington. So if you guys want to work for me in Huntington, New York, send the resumes to gina.thesnookyshop.com because we're hiring our team right now. So excited. Grab your messy mama for the weekend because messy mama, it's time for fall. You need your raunchy red to get ready.
You heard it here first. Well, ladies, thank you for joining us. I'd like to put your chin up, raise a glass, and pull your panties down. Have the best weekend. We'll see you next time on It's Happening with Sookie and Joey, the hottest.
Yes, bitches.
It's happening.